testing this for over a year, I really wanted to just share the results that I have seen with social media marketing, right? Because as we know, there are quite a few of social media types. There is going live, there is a recorded video post, there is a graphic post with words that's like a quote, and then there's a meme, and then there's a GIF, and then there's a poll, and the list goes on and on and on and on, like of all the different type of social media posts that there is out there. And the thing is that sometimes, because there is so much at our disposal, it can be confusing, it can be challenging, it can be like, okay, well, what do I post today, and in what format, what post type should I use to post it? And what I know is that sometimes when you don't know, when you're not clear on something, when you feel overwhelmed, it can cause you to just not take any action. And so what I wanted to share with you is three of the social media types I have found when you're promoting your online programs, your online courses, paid or free. These three bring you the fastest results, okay? Now, understand. Facebook changes, Instagram changes, the algorithm changes. This is what I have found to be working right now. I think it's going to last a while, at least to the end of the year. I started to notice the trends in some of these answers in May, but I just want you to understand that even when you learn things from other people, you know, you learn what's working, understand that it's an ever-growing thing. So what's working now may not be working next year. Okay, so the first one that I'm going to share, because I found this to be surprising, how to get people to respond quickly when you are promoting, getting ready to promote an online course, online program, even when you're just wanting to build your list and give something away for free. A question. So I don't know if you saw that coming, but I have seen a simple question brings so much engagement. And let me show you exactly the type of question that I am talking about. So just very simple, where it's just like text and a color background on your business page. And I think the reason for this is that sometimes we get really excited about our programs and products and services, and we can put the history in it and why we created it and all the benefits and the pain points, and all of that is great. But sometimes, or a lot of times, our audience, especially when we haven't put in the work to build that connection with them, they may not slow down to read all of that. But when you post a simple question, and for an example, if you are a financial coach and you post a question, would anyone want to learn how to create your budget in 8 days? Or master your budget in 8 days, create your budget in an hour, right? When you post a simple question like that, you make it easy on your people to identify themselves and say, yeah, I would love to know how to master my budget in just 8 days. Or I would love to know how to make my budget in an hour. That would be great. It would be great if you can just help me sit down and make it at all, right? Those are the type of comments you'll get when you start with the simple, simple question. So I wanted to start off with that post type because I have seen it bring such fast results, because once they respond, now that they've identified themselves, you can take the conversation further. The second one is a mock-up. I noticed this when I had briefly signed up for the ClickFunnels challenge. And I just wanted to test it out. I don't use ClickFunnels, so I had to translate everything for the softwares that I use. But I wanted to test it out. But one thing that I really liked about Russell's email was that it had a mock-up of everything that you'd receive when you signed up. And so you could sign up as an affiliate. So I sent it out to my people in case anyone else wanted to join the challenge. And I saw that it had some of the highest results that I had ever seen when sending out emails. And I'm like, okay, what's different than this and what I send? And you know what one of the biggest differences was? It had a mock-up. People like to see what they're going to get. And once again, for the visual people like me, here is an example of a mock-up. So this is for a free course I have on Instagram. Do you see how I just have literally like a mock-up of the computer screen and actual inside picture of what you'll see when you log into the course? I did that intentionally because I understand whether you're selling something and it's free, because even when it's free, it's still your responsibility to get the person to understand the value of it. That's what selling is, right? Everything we sell isn't there isn't a cost to it, right? So a mock-up can be very effective in bringing you faster results on social media because people get to see what they're getting. It makes it more real, especially if you don't have an in-person relationship with the audience that you are growing. And the last one, I feel like this is kind of one of the more obvious ones, so I saved it for last, but definitely is known to bring you faster results, is a live. A live is meant for immediate action. It's meant to immediately, like literally in minutes, put you in front of people. And so it's a great, great resource. And it's been one of the foundations of how I have grown my business since I shifted from a nonprofit to a for-profit in the late fall of 2016. And so what I want to say is that if you're using lives in your business and you're not seeing any change, it's not helping you grow your list, it's not helping you bring in clients, like you're not seeing any results, you're probably not using it the right way for your business, the right way for your people. Because Facebook Lives work, IG Lives work. It's not the tool that's not working, right? It could be the strategy. It could be your messaging. It could be your time, right? There are a plethora of things to examine, but these three social media types are absolutely the three you want to make sure you have as a part of your marketing plan. Whether you're using to grow your list, to send people to your squeeze page or your lead magnet, or you're looking to launch your next online course or program. Lives, simple questions with a color background, and mock-ups are definitely three post types you want to include. If you want more support on how to master all that is marketing and create and sell your online courses and programs, I'll include a link in the description below to my Facebook group. Thank you so much for watching.